hours. More information is at 217-328-2323.
Sunny early, then intervals of clouds and sunshine, breezy and cool today with a high of 62. That's meteorologist Ed Kieser's forecast. He'll have complete details on the weather in about 5 minutes. Following this hour's report of AM 580 News, here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A University of Illinois economics professor says he believes a Wall Street bailout bill will eventually get through the House. Daniel McMillan says after the House defeat of the bailout yesterday, there is one looming question.
How much of this vote by the House was actually a sort of political posturing where no one wanted to be caught voting yes for the bill? I have a feeling that as the stock markets really fall, there may be a response to it where they come back and say, yes, this is something that really is needed, and then come back with some sort of compromise bill that ends up being passed.
The Dow Jones plummeted 777 points after the bailout bill failed in the House. McMillan says the bailout is needed to get the cash flow between banks going. He says at the moment it appears that banks have stopped lending money to each other. He says the government needs to reassure the markets because if people start pulling their money out of banks and financial markets, the money supply could collapse. He says this would be similar to the events that caused the Great Depression. Meanwhile, Illinois' Attorney General says mortgage lenders need to do more to help borrowers stay in their homes. Sean Crawford has that story.
Lisa Madigan says fewer homeowners who face foreclosure are getting assistance from lenders. She cites a new study that shows those getting help has actually decreased as the mortgage crisis has grown more severe.
We want to make sure that the lenders are providing some options for people, because for those who had been reaching out, we were able to find a way to keep about 50% of them in their homes through some form of modification.
Madigan says in many cases, lenders can restructure subprime loans, including a conversion to fixed-rate mortgages and changing the payment terms. Foreclosures have become such a concern that Governor Rod Blagojevich wants election authorities to seek out displaced individuals to make sure they're not disenfranchised. He says while those people have lost their homes, in many instances, their voter registration cards list their former address. I'm Sean Crawford.
The insurer of Normal's Unit 5 school district is balking at providing coverage in connection with a sexual abuse lawsuit. Cincinnati Insurance contends in a federal lawsuit that an Urbana student identified as Jane Doe 2 and her mother are not entitled to coverage under the Unit 5 policy. The Urbana School District and former schoolteacher John White faced several lawsuits related to White's molestation of students while he was an elementary teacher in Normal and Urbana. White pleaded guilty in February to sexually abusing 8 girls at the Thomas Paine Elementary School in Urbana and 2 at Colleen Hoos Elementary School in Normal. He's serving a 60-year prison sentence. The insurance company's lawsuit contends the policy provisions protecting the district from sexual misconduct allegations were not in effect when White tossed at Hoos from 2003 to 2005. The lawsuit also says Unit 5 officials knew of White's sexual misconduct prior to 2005 and 2006 when coverage existed. It's expected more voters than ever will participate in this year's presidential election, but Illinois might not break its record for voter registration. Amanda Vinicky has that story.
More than 7.3 million people are registered to vote in Illinois, down from the record 7.5 million registered for the last presidential election. But in a way, this year should be the record. Kyle Thomas is with the State Board of Elections. He says Illinois has a new database. With it, several hundred thousand duplicate registrations have been purged. Thomas says under old systems, there's evidence people with duplicate registrations voted multiple times in multiple places. Not anymore.
So as a regular voter, this means that your vote has more weight now because there are fewer people with the ability to cause fraud.
Thomas says voter turnout will be up this fall. Early voting begins October 14th. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A businessman in the Wrigley Field area says he and other bar owners have agreed to a voluntary ban on the sale of alcohol during clinch Cubs games from the seventh inning stretch to the end of the game. The owner of the Irish Oak Pub says the agreement came at a meeting yesterday between bar owners and Chicago officials. Billy Lawless attended the meeting. He says he's unhappy with the ban but had little choice but to agree. Alcohol vendors inside the ballpark are already banned from selling from after the seventh inning stretch. But city officials recently suggested extending the ban. They say it'll lessen the chances of disturbances. Lawless says the compromise was to make the ban voluntary. City officials have declined comment. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at the weather on the 48th anniversary, Ed, of the debut of the Flintstones on television.
Okay, now that one I remember.
And it was another one of the primetime cartoon series. It was on Friday nights at 8:30, 7:30 Central on now, ABC.
Okay. I know some were questioning last week about the fact that Bullwinkle and Rocky were on in primetime. That one I don't remember, but I believe it.
Yeah.
But the Flintstones I do remember in primetime, and some didn't believe me with that one, too.
So. 1960 is when.